Daily Rest, Thursday, May 18th, 2023. The theme this week is Jesus' Ascension, and today is Ascension Day. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John 14, verses 2 and 3. Jesus' preparations for our heavenly home. During the course of our lives, we make many preparations. We prepare for our calling in life, a marriage partner, a family, and finally, for our retirement. The preparations that the ascended Lord makes for us transcends our earthly planning. Jesus assured his disciples then and now that he was going to heaven to prepare a place for us, and that he would come again to take us to our eternal home. Those preparations begin with Jesus blessing us with Christian parents who raise us in the Lord. Since we are born dead in trespasses and sins, the very first thing our parents can do for us is have us baptized in the name of the triune God. This makes us redeemed children of God and heirs of eternal life. The Lord continues his planning for us in the days of our youth through the Christian instruction we receive at home and at church. In this way, we learn more and more about our Good Shepherd, Jesus. And what a great blessing it is to know and follow the voice of our Shepherd. This is a critical part of Jesus' preparations, for he tells us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." John 10:27-28. Since we sin daily and are in need of God's forgiving love and saving favor, Jesus made a wonderful provision to meet this need when he instituted Holy Communion. Through this blessed means of grace, Jesus gives us his sacrificial body and blood to assure us of God's forgiveness, to strengthen our Christian faith, and to sustain us in the faith. Thank you, Jesus, for all your eternal preparations. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.